Glory to Jesus Christ. We have another Sunday as a preparation for the great fast. And the theme of this Sunday should somehow stay with us for a whole week, and we should try to absorb this message deeply in our hearts. And it's not so difficult for this Sunday because church offers us very beautiful gospel. This wonderful gospel about God's mercy, which is offered to each of us. Gospel of God's love and forgiveness. And there is probably nobody who would not allow this gospel. And there is probably nobody who would somehow not use words of this gospel in some way. I remember, it happened many years ago, I remember one lady, she shared something from her spiritual life with me, and she said, look, I love the Sunday of Prodigal Son. And it is a special Sunday. I dedicate whole day to intensive prayer for all my relatives, friends, neighbors who are away from God, who left the church, or who didn't come to the knowledge of Christ. I told myself how beautiful it is. How beautiful it is that she is doing this. For sure she was praying other time too for on this intention, but she dedicated one whole Sunday for that. But even if it is beautiful and worthy to follow, it's not what church wants us to do as a preparation for the great fast. Because it is easy for us to pray for the others or to see in our inner eyes this crowd of people who need to stand up and to go back to Father. It's easy for us to do this, even to pray for those people. But church doesn't teach us this. Church calls us to stand up and to go back home. But we can protest. We can say, why? But I am here. I never miss prayer during the day. I never miss liturgy on Sundays and feasts. I keep fast days. I try to do good things. I try to love others. Why church reminds me or puts in front of my eyes this prodigal son who went too far from God? But church does it. And the explanation is, and we have to admit to ourselves today, that through doing some things, we came to the, and we often come to that point when we reach some kind of level of our spiritual life and we become satisfied. And we become happy where we are. And we stop to make any effort. We come to the point that we are satisfied because we do many things in spiritual life. We try to follow commandments as we can. and we come to satisfaction. And we think, well, I don't need to do more. There is no country so far as this country when we really are become victims of this satisfaction. Because that one who is far from God, he knows that, or she knows that, I am too far, and it is easier for that person to return back, to stand up and to go to back to Father. It is easier for them than for those who are satisfied with own spiritual life. And we have to test ourselves. Pick a book of a saint, read the life of the saint, and ask yourself, is my life similar to the life of that saint? Well, we say, well, we are not saints. But we are, if we are saying that we are not saints, so who we are then? Where are we? Isn't it true that we are far from God? Christian who doesn't do effort every day for spiritual life, for gaining of salvation. Christian who doesn't crucify himself, herself every day in order to come closer to God is not Christian. Those are not my words. Those are words of saints. Those are words of those who teach us spiritual life. Because if there is no zeal in us, which pushes us every day to reach bigger heights of spiritual life, if there is no zeal in us, which pushes us every day to think what I can do more to reach these spiritual heights and to come closer to salvation, if there is no zeal, there is no Christianity. There is nothing. There is some kind of folklore or tradition. It's not Christian life. And it's difficult to listen to these holy fathers who tell us this. And this is why church gives us this gospel every year as a preparation. May we start to search if satisfaction with our level of spiritual life didn't put us to a place which is far from God. Now, we can ask, what can we do? What are we supposed to do if we don't want to be in this place? How can we return back? How can we conquer this satisfaction in our spiritual life? Saint Theophan the Recluse, he gives us an advice. He says something what we should apply each morning to our life. Morning, after our prayers, we should have these several thoughts. The first one, and this first advice is, look at God, look at His will, and look to your life. Acknowledge where you are. Acknowledge that there is still a long journey in front of you to become holy. The second thought, stand up and go. It means make radical decision that today is the day when you will be trying to serve to God with that power that even blood will go out from your pores. And what happened to this prodigal son when he returned back to father? He got back richness, cloth, ring, dignity. And he said, and Stephen the recluse says, try to each day go get back to father's house and to receive sacraments if it is possible, because this is the grace which puts you to this dignity of God's son, of God's daughter. 3 steps morning, 3 decisions morning to make, and to start day with the thoughts. Every day, it can repeat in our life this history of prodigal son. When we acknowledge our weakness, when we make decision to stand up and to really walk towards salvation, and we try to find way how to be nourished by God's grace through sacraments, especially Eucharist, or if there is a need, confession. Today we had baptism, beautiful thing, congratulations. Keep this in mind, this picture in mind, these little two guys who are now saints among us and have this desire every day to return back to God's house, and through his mercy and through our effort become born again, I would say, to go through this second baptism when we repent and we receive sacraments. Easy advice from big teacher of spiritual life. This gospel, if it moves us to see others and to pray for others because they need conversion, it's good. But if we do this practice every day, we will not need to pray for the others. Because just trying to live this return back to Father's house every day, we will be filled with so fully with God's grace that people around us will not resist to this grace in us. And they will be turning to God in crowds. Well, not easy advice, not easy duty, not easy exercise church gives us today. But, well, this is Christian life. Holy Fathers, they say, give blood and receive spirit. They say these words because from their own experience they found out that without hard work, even painful work on our salvation, we are not able to receive what we expect from God. Let's use this week to think about this. Let's try this week to practice, to put in practice these 3 advices of Saint Theophan the Recluse. And I guarantee you, if you keep it in your life, you will feel God's grace. You will feel this joy of heaven, which will be upon you and because of you. You will feel this mercy of our Lord. It's worthy to try that. Amen.